up on 919 here. We have got some sunshine. 71 degrees. Tuesday talk around continues, and checking in with one of our favorite guests here each and every Tuesday, Carrie from Red River Communications. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, what's going on at Red River Communications? It's such a simple question because you guys are seemingly everywhere. A lot of installs. Your outreach just keeps growing, too. What's happening this week at Red River Communications?
Well, you know, this is 4th of July week, so we're just preparing our teams to be ready. If anything happens over the long weekend, we're always available, so if anybody needs us on that. We're also getting excited for next week. Our crews are going to be starting the construction process in our Watsonville areas, and we are very excited to get that started and to start get people close to the connection phase. We've talked about this in the past on the length of the process that bringing fiber to somebody's home can take, and it can kind of feel a little daunting for people sometimes. But I just want to remind you that the process and the little bit of headache that sometimes happens when construction is in your area, you have to drive around construction equipment, stuff like that, it is so worth it, you guys. The service that you're going to be getting is amazing, and we're just really excited to be getting going on our Wapton construction project.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about building, and like I said, the outreach just keeps expanding. When you're looking at bigger picture, Carrie, do you have a lot of other areas that the company, that Red River Communications, is looking at and saying, yeah, you know, in the future we might be building out this direction? Is that going on?
Yeah, well, you know, this last spring we were awarded an additional grant to build about 56 homes just north of Pauley, Minnesota. We're excited to be working with those folks. Holly and Rolog is actually some of our first areas that we were ever in. That's where our company was founded. Our first office was actually located in Barnesville, Minnesota. So little known fact about Red River Communications. So we're really excited to be just extending our reach a little bit that way. Plus, we have another pending grant. We've been working on an area just north of Comstock and east of Sabin for a long time. And we have a couple of grants that we have in application phase right now that we are waiting to hear back on. And if we are awarded those grants, those folks in the next couple years will be in the same as what Wahpeton is right now, be able to have access to that fiber internet. And a lot of those places, you know, we all kind of take for granted the great connection that we have in our areas. And we forget that there's some of our neighbors that are really close to us that do not have that. And I tell you what, they are super, super jealous of the ones that do. So we are doing our best effort to try to reach as many of those areas in our immediate area here. And we're excited for the ones that are getting it this year. You guys are very lucky. And if you haven't signed up yet, now is the time. If we can get you on our construction list before the contractors come through, then you're going to be getting not just 3 months free of service, but you're also going to get that free construction, which is incredibly valuable to you and to your family.
Carrie, listen, we're out of time, but always great talking with you each and every Tuesday. I want to wish you and your family a safe and happy 4th of July, and we will touch base again next Tuesday, okay?
Same to you, Bill, and thank you, everybody, in the Richland County, Wapton, Breckenridge areas. Have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Carrie Kleingartner, Red River Communications. We chat with Carrie every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I'm picking you up with a full moon shining and a little bit of luck. We'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck. We can get lost, baby, I don't care. I ain't worried as long as you're there.
There ain't no place that I'd rather be next